Tata, your birthday's a day, Tata. Down with Kaunda, down. Down with Zigalala, down. Down with Ramaphosa, down. Down with racist Helen Zille, down. Amandla. Ayikhule EFF, ayikhule. Siyabonga. Usekelwa umongameli uFloyd Shibango. Sibonge usihlalo nobhala. Usekelwa nobhala and our TG. Sibonge usihlalo weKZN and the entire leadership of the EFF in KZN. Sibonge usihlalo waseThekwini and the leadership of eThekwini and all regions of the EFF in KwaZulu-Natal. Ground forces, sila namhlanje sizobonga umsebenzi wama ground forces. Sithi siyabonga ama ground forces we EFF in KwaZulu-Natal. Sibonge abugogo nabomkhulu na intended and all over KwaZulu Natal. When we started EFF, they used to say, this is an organization yabantwana. Today we've got abugogo nabomkhulu nabomalume nabuanti bakhona ku EFF, including the youth of South Africa and the whole African continent. So mina mankulumana, ankulumi only with the people of KwaZulu-Natal. Mantati maegi, you must know, ukuthi yonke Afrika, ifunukuzwa ukuthi umongameli uthini. So izobisa isilungu nesizulu, ukuthi yonke Afrika izwe, ukuthi umkhombandlela uthini namhlanje. So fighters, I'm very happy to be in Durban today because you make us very proud. They said EFF inhlangano yamapedi izophelela eLimpopo labakhombisa ukuthi EFF inhlangano yonke umuntu waseMzantsi Afrika, black and white, Zulu, Xhosa, Pedi, Sangan, Venda. This is the only organization that treats everybody equally. Whether you are an Indian or half an Indian like Godrich Gadi, Maungenaku EFF, there is no special treatment for Indians or Africans. We are all equal. If you are an Indian and you want a special treatment, you don't belong to the EFF, therefore you don't belong to South Africa, because the South Africa we want, we don't want white person, black person, Indian or colored. We want humanity. We want human beings that live together as one. So fighters, namhlanje we are here, sihlalo vusi, sithi sibonge abantu bethu. They gave us ama deputy mayors for the first time in the history of the EFF. We got ama deputy mayors from KwaZulu Natal. Kulungona abathali bonke all over where we have deputy mayors. So kulungona abathali basenongoma bathe EFF mayithole i deputy mayor Danhausa abugogo nabomkhulu bathi EFF we trust you nangi i deputy mayor. Abatshali baseZululand, abahlali base amajuba abahlali base eThekwini bathi 8 councillors for EFF is not enough, we want to give you 21 councillors. We say thank you to all of you. Comrades, abantu bethu bathe kukhongolose asawufuna, because when you go to all economic hubs of KZN, the ANC is less than 50%. La eThekwini bathengile abumeya banikeza i-opposition imali ukuthi ivote nabo lamasela wekhongolosi bathenga isikhalo sabumeya. Ukaunda is not a mayor, it's a crook that came through a back door. One mistake, siyamkhipha ukaunda. Sithengisile kulesi siphukuphuku sabantu bonke, what? Mavundla athatha imali from ikhongolosi, imali ehamba negasi yabantu bethu. Basho bahlupheka apha eKZN, uMavundla sithengisa athatha imali. uMavundla uthanda imali, is not a politician, is a failed businessman who came to politics to come and make money. Besibe siyithathile iTheku madoda. Enezinja zaphospone emeeting zayidisrupt. If they had not disrupted the meeting on Monday, the people of Inanda, they were going to be smiling today, because they were going to get houses, they were going to get a sewer system, they were going to get water. The people of KwaMashu, they are disappointed because Mavundla usthengisile. Le njabathi Mavundla izofa elimthengisi. Mawumbona every time, mawumbona everywhere, uthi mthengisi Mavundla kunjani? Igama lakho umthengisi lo. Uthengisi labantu baseThekwini abathengisela ikhongolosi. When the people of eThekwini said, we don't want the ANC anymore. Comrades, we are proud of the people of eThekwini. We must never doubt them. They send a strong message. Only the politicians have failed the people of eThekwini. Here in eThekwini, when you go to any university, Mangosuthu University or Zululand or DUT, any university where you find thinkers, all of them want the EFF. That is why we were not shocked when the people of eThekwini rejected the ANC. Mangosuthu University, DUT, they've long sent the message that when the local government comes, we will teach the ANC a lesson. And you taught the ANC a lesson. Maria Bona Mawi Tole Inyoka. Ungaisha iwathi ifile. Lenze imistake abantu baseThekwini. Leshaye inyoka lahamba lathi ifile. You were supposed to burn it and today bring the ashes. Then we'll be sure the snake is dead. Siyishayile, but the snake, the tail is still moving. Mfuna siyibulale ngempela ngo 2024. Sishise. Because we don't want to see the tail of the snake moving in KwaZulu Natal. Sishaya inhloko, sishaya the tail and say now the only way to satisfy ourselves is by burning it. And go to Winnie Mandela House in Johannesburg at Gandhi Square and say, Commander-in-Chief, here are the ashes of the snake we have killed in KwaZulu-Natal in 2024. I am happy because you did not kill anyone to remove the ANC from power. You used the superior logic to convince our people. You didn't go into Umlazi. You didn't go into KwaMashu, into Newcastle, and intimidated people and said to them, if you don't vote for EFF, sizobulala. No, you went door to door and you convinced them and they did the right thing. We thank you for not carrying guns, but carrying iPads and ball pens and the books and canvassing sheets and writing the names of our people. Even those who did not vote for us, we want to thank them. It's not because you hate us. You are saying to us, work more and work hard to convince us maybe tomorrow we will vote for you. We don't have enemies in the EFF. The ANC is not our enemy. It's our political competitor. The IFP is not our enemy. It's our political competitor. The DA is our enemy. Because lamasela batshontshe umhlaba wethu nomnotho wethu, they will never be our friends until they bring back our land. But the rest of them are our political competitors. So uSibhukubhuku uzobuza ukuthi why i-EFF ivotele i-DA in metros. We did not vote for DA. We just did not vote for the ANC. So that's what we did. We did not vote for the ANC. So anything we found standing next to the ANC, we said this thing, as long as the ANC does not come back, why? We want to teach them a lesson. They are black like us. Why are they treating us as if they don't know our problems? That's what pains us more about the ANC. But if we let me congolose, I say Colin. Uranko yazama le epulukwani uthi uyenze rally shemai uthi ufuna 2000 people because of corona uqamba manga because lento yabo I corona ungathi ayisekho. You know why leadership I corona isekho? Ama journalists abaqokanga I mask, all of them. All journalists are not wearing masks. It's because they too are convinced. Now we are dealing with a scam. Ramaphosa uses corona to hold on into power because he knows he can't go to Mapinda Stadium. If he goes to Mapinda Stadium, the people of KwaZulu-Natal, they will teach him a lesson. He wants 2,000 people. Why? Those are VIPs. They are regulated when they enter the stadium. We move freely. No one is regulated. We don't check your credentials. We only ask, are you EFF? We have a rally. Let's go. Why? We are not scared of our own members. Ramaphosa sifuna ukuthi uvule ama stadium. Sfurubukela ibhola eMapita Stadium. Sfurubukela amaZulu eMapita Stadium. Because if our political party can meet in the stadium in Polokwane, 2,000 people, why is the Polokwane city, which does not have 2,000 supporters, allowed to go and play in Polokwane City Stadium with their supporters? Ramaphosa has got his supporters. Malema has got his supporters today. Orlando Pirates supporters are not allowed in a stadium. That's why it's losing. We need our supporters at the stadium so that we can re-entertain society. We want entertainment industry to open because we want Durban Rocks to come back to Mapita Stadium and our people must attend. We want our people to be entertained again. We are unemployed. We don't have money to go to school. We don't have money to pay rent. We don't have money to buy houses. Still, we can't be entertained to distract ourselves from our own poverty. We are asking, entertainment can create a lot of jobs. A lot of people have lost jobs because of this unreasonable lockdown regulations which we in the EFF do not comply with. We call on the leadership of the PSL to stop being scared and being cowardice and challenge this government. They must not seek to be liked. Why is the PSL leadership quiet when political parties are meeting in a soccer stadiums, yet soccer clubs are not allowed to meet at the stadiums? That is an absolute nonsense. It's not science. They are using that to destroy the only bread that people of South Africa have. We want our soccer back. We want our entertainment back. We want our festivals back. We want the economy opened for all of us, for the youth of KwaZulu-Natal, to get jobs back. I'm told Matata is in Umlazi, but if you don't pay your rent, they are going to take your house. The EFF 21 Battalion in Ethekwini Municipality, you must never allow that nonsense. Our people's houses are not going to be taken because they don't have money to pay water and electricity. We want our people who are poor, abogogo nabomkhulu, to get free water and electricity because they cannot afford. Kaunda hates black people. That's why when our people were killed in Phoenix, he only went to Indian communities, but he never went to African communities. He never built the shacks that were destroyed during the July massacre by racist Africans. That's why today he can go all out to destroy and take houses of black people who don't afford to pay for water and electricity. Comrades, Inanda, our people are still struggling. When I was there, they made it very clear, councillors of Ethekwini, they want houses and proper sanitation. Don't go into the council there and become seated to the mayor and the municipal manager. I want EFF councillors who are going to disrupt the council. When they say why, you say the Inanda people want sanitation, water and electricity, including houses for free. Ukhona umfana la ubuya ekurleni. Igama lakhe bathi uDunga. UDunga usihlalo weMPEC. MPEC is a very powerful committee in a municipality. So uDunga bamunikezile imoto nama bodyguard ehamba nebackup. So uDunga is the chairperson of Ekurhuleni in Gauteng. Now he leads the most powerful committee to supervise the DA government in Ekurhuleni. Now that position comes with a car and bodyguards and the backup. I don't want to hear tomorrow that those things have gone to Dunga's head, that he thinks is more important than the people of Ekurhuleni and the EFF itself. Do not get drowned by power. You must always remember, councillors of the EFF, where you come from. Remember the branches of the EFF. Remember the people in your wards. Don't behave like VIPs. But Dunga must not send those cars back. He must drive in those cars, because those fools can kill him. Because that position can stop a tender. That's how much powerful it is. If they approve a tender in a wrongful way, Dunga's position, the chairperson of the EFF in Ekurhuleni, can stop that tender and say this tender was awarded wrongly. Now, he must exercise that power to the benefit of the people of Ekurhuleni, not to his benefit. Because when you have a power to stop a tender, those who got the tender come to you to give you money so that you don't stop their tender. No EFF person must ever do that. Comrades, in the next 2 weeks, I will be in Mangau, where there is a sewer spillage. The ANC got 50%. It's not servicing our people. Even after the elections, the people, 50% of them, said to the ANC, we don't want you anymore. They thought that was a wake-up call. But there is a huge sewer spillage in Mangau. The ANC is in power through crooked means, because Freedom Front voted for them. With that warning, they still don't fix the sewer in Mangau. We need to go to that sewer spillage and expose it and say to Ramaphosa, you said you had the warning of our people. Even when you got less than 50%, you're still not implementing what you need to do, which means Ramaphosa and the ANC, they are not listening. So, councillors of the EFF, here in Natal and everywhere else in South Africa, every week you are visiting a project. That project, you must make sure, the municipal project, make sure that project is working. If it's not working, make noise about it. Expose it everywhere, in the social media, in the media. Expose the projects that are not working. Comrades, we are going to hire a local government specialist at Winnie Mandela House to be full-time and receive reports from individual councillors every week as to which project have you visited, what is the status of that project, is it working, is it not working. Every week, members of parliament, members of legislature, every week visit a project and tell us whether that project is working or not. Because there are people here who are saying the ANC is lazy. But ask them, in the last, if I were to conduct a roll call here, the former SG says I must not do that. If we're to conduct roll call here and say, in the last 2 weeks, as a leader of the EFF and a member of parliament and a member of the legislature, what have you done for our people? Just in the past 2 weeks, we'll hear stories. All of them, they've gained weight, they're eating meat there in Eastern Cape, starting with the former national chair. When something, I'm cool. So, fighters, CCT members, members of parliament, members of legislature, all councillors, every week we do what we call constituency work. Which project have you visited? And if it's not working, what have you done about it? Comrades, we are also going to restructure our communications committee in the EFF and hire specialists who are going to handle our communication. Every week, we want cameras of the EFF on the ground, exposing corruption, exposing the projects that are not working. Every week, we want professional cameramen. We want professional communications committee. Not those cameramen who took our pictures yesterday. Last night when we were here, we appeared like we were zombies. Proper people who are well qualified. Why? Let us professionalize the EFF to make it ready to take government in 2024. We cannot take government if we don't professionalize the EFF. So, the governance unit where the local government specialist will be based must have competent, qualified fighters who are going to make sure every councillor gets a call. There must be individual report by individual councillors. You know why? There is an individual salary. There's no collective salary. So for every one of you, report what you are earning a salary for. Because we're not just going to give people jobs here. The next thing, they stay at home and spend the EFF money with nyatsis there and not doing anything for the EFF. Fighters, this is the year of the branch. We are going to make sure all branches are existing and are in good condition. We are not going to recruit door to door. We are going to recruit publicly. Before we recruit publicly, SG, we need all branches to convene individually to take stock of how many members have received their cards, how many members have not received their cards, so that we give all our members the cards. When we start the recruitment campaign, we recruit this week, next week our members must get the cards. Comrades, end of December, I want EFF members, I want the EFF DP to have 1 million members in good standing, and all of them having their cards in their hands, and all of them having joined the EFF on their own. I don't want anyone to go to anyone's house and say we are here to recruit people. No. We call a public meeting and we say, all those who want to join the EFF, let's meet at Umlazi. There is a tree next to Max's Busher. Let's meet there. We are going to recruit. It's a recruitment day. Every recruitment day, ST, must have a member. If your branch is going to have a recruitment day, there must be a member of the region or the province or the national to oversee the recruitment day on that day. I don't care if 5 people join, if 10 people join on that day, as long as they joined properly, so that we don't have gatekeepers and controllers of the membership of the EFF. We are building a solid machine, not a Mickey Mouse that belongs to Julius Malema or Vosi or Marshall. No, we want a movement that belongs to the people because they joined it voluntarily. They were not bribed. I mean, if you go to my grandmother's house and say you are coming to recruit, she had 9 children. All those 9 children have got children. All of them have got children. So you just say, hey, let's join. Let's join all of us. Why are we joining? No, Julius must be the chairperson. So if you don't join, Julius won't be. That's how people get recruited in the EFF. That nonsense must end. They must not join to vote for chairperson. They must join to pursue the revolution for expropriation of land without compensation. They must know that. They must not join because, let's go. When you are asked by a journalist, why are you here at the Mabida Stadium? You must say, we are here to celebrate our hard work as volunteers and ground forces of the EFF. Don't say hi. Sizela abantu umalema uyeza. Ah, malema don't want. We are here to celebrate our hard work as individuals, as collective, because we members of the EFF, when we are together, we feel very happy. That's why we came together today to celebrate one another. Just tell the person next to you and say you are a hard worker. Tell the person next to you the revolution can depend on you. So we are here, fighters, to celebrate you. And I want you to go to the ground and say to many others, we are going to take KwaZulu-Natal. Come 2024, the ANC is below 50% in Natal, in Gauteng, in Western Cape, in Eastern Cape, in Limpopo, in Mpumalanga, in Northwest, in Northern Cape, in Free State, all over South Africa. Ramaphosa will never see the second term of being president of South Africa. Ramaphosa will be a president of that squatter camp called ANC, not South Africa. This country belongs to those who love their people. Now, there is a nonsense going on that we voted against expropriation of land without compensation. It's not true. We we tabled a motion to expropriate land without compensation. The ANC hijacked our motion and chased it and spoke about a nil compensation where it is not, where it is necessary, guided by Expropriation Act of what? It's very clear. We don't want to compensate everything. You can't say no compensation on a rotten land. No compensation on government land. Why would you compensate government? They make us fools. They say no compensation on a land that is environmentally risky. What do we do with environmentally risky land? We want all of the land. Here in eThekwini, we want to start with the land in Umhlanga. That's the land we want. We want to expropriate the land in Umhlanga with all those beautiful buildings, and we don't give anyone a cent. If they paid money, they paid money on a stolen vehicle. Umuntu utshontsha imoto yakho la kwamasho. Uhamba, I fix, I spot and put Mac wheels and music, and we tshontsha kwamasho, we take it sa umlaz. Mawufika, there is a new person who bought it from a criminal. And then he says, no, I bought this beautiful cars with all this improvement from this criminal. And then he says, pay me money before you get your car back. I must pay a thug, I must pay a criminal for my car that was stolen. You'll be very lucky if you go back home with Amazinyo aphelele. Mangiyithola imoto yami ngiyayifuna. Whether ukhokhele imali or not, uzokhuluma nale tsotsi. Mina, I want my car and I want it now, and I'm not going to pay for any money. That is the same with our land. Sifuna umhlaba. And as a joke, masithi sifuna umhlaba. Ikongolo zidlala ama game ithi ama nil compensation. Asifuni ukompensator anyone for our land. So we did not vote against expropriation of land without compensation. We voted against expropriation of land with compensation on prime land. That's what that law says. It says on the prime land we must pay. Mina ngivote ukuthi sikhokhele umlungu atshontshile umhlaba wethu. Mina ngivote ngithi asinikezeni umlungu imali. When he was taking the land, they killed our people. Ngithi mlungu, thank you for killing our people. Here is billions of rands. We will never do that. We want our land, and we want it for free, and we want it now. Because only the people of Umlazi and all over Newcastle and everywhere, Mkanyakude, you can get houses closer to town on prime land if the land is owned by the state. For now, you are going to stay very far from town. I'm told here, SG, there are people who traveled from three, from Kaboyalinga, coming here. That is a commitment of the real fighters. From 3 a.m, they are standing in the sun. They are coming to say, even Kaboyalinga, we are ready to expropriate the land without compensation. And once we take that land, to do the same, because because all over Africa, the land must be expropriated without compensation. Fight us. Don't allow, we are poor, we are unemployed, we want jobs. When you go to restaurant, foreigners are working in restaurants. Do not hate foreigners. Hate the owner of the restaurant, because those foreigners did not hire themselves. Etequin, Joburg, Tshwane, PE, all metros, please. From next week, we are visiting not violently, leadership only. We are visiting the hospitality industry. We want the owner of Hilton Hotel in Durban to tell us how many South Africans are working here. Asiri nabafethu, we're together. But if I get a tender, I come from Limpopo. If I get a tender in Umlaas, the law says when you arrive in Umlaas, you must hire locals. Why is that law not applying in Hilton Hotel? Why is that law not applying in Signature Restaurant in Johannesburg? Every hospitality industry must be visited. It's a program of the EFF. Do not fight our African brothers and sisters. They did not hire themselves. And when you leave, you must address our African brothers and sisters that the reason they hire you is because they want to violate your rights. It's because they don't want to pay you well. But when we are mixed, both South Africans and Africans, in this restaurant, they will know that we South Africans know our rights and is protected by the Constitution. They will pay us right. When they pay us right, you too will be paid right. It's a struggle we must fight together against African exploitation in the hospitality industry. Comrades, let's go and get our people jobs. Every project that comes into a township and village, you must go and ask the question, how many locals are employed in this project? How many businessmen got subcontract from local, from here? If there's no one with a subcontract from where you come from, stop the project. Let the project stop and do it in the name of the EFF, with the flag of the EFF flying high. And you say to them, there is no one who's going to put water in this village without subcontract from here, without hiring locals from here. Why? We are going to force them to create jobs. Fighters, do not take a bribe. Because when you go there to talk for us, they are going to bribe you, because private sector is extremely corrupt. Do not allow the private sector to corrupt you. Comrades, I really want to salute all comrades from the student command. Those comrades from the student command, they work very hard. And we thank them for being brave. We thank them for being the most committed fighters. If you see the fighters of DUT and MUT marching and toying in their campus, even when you are to lose a spirit, you just get the spirit to fight on, because they fight and sing with determination. If you see the fighters of UNISULU and UKZN fighting against the management, fighting for our students to get free education, then you will know that indeed land can be free in South Africa. Comrades of the Student Command, the schools are opening in February. Registration is taking place now. All campuses must have information tables of the EFF with a gazebo and food provided to the volunteers of the EFF on daily basis, registering the children of the poor free of charge. And if they refuse to register one, no one must be registered until that one is registered. Why? What is going to get you a seat in the university or the college is the result. If you passed well and you don't have money, go to the university. The EFF will be by the gate to receive you and take you straight to registration office and register you for free of charge. We are the organization of the poor. Where the poor are, they must know they've got a friend in us. We will fight side by side with them against the regional management which want to reject our people. Comrades at DUT and all institutions of higher learning, be combat ready to confront the enemy forces and agents who don't want progress. Fellow fighters in KwaZulu-Natal, the leadership of the EFF, don't be tempted, not even for once, to cause divisions in our organization. We achieve all of this because of unity of purpose. We don't fight for positions. Even those of you who did not make it in the council and you were what candidate, be patient. A revolution moves like an elephant. When it has passed, it leaves a powerful mark. Do not be impatient with the revolution. You are not here for jobs. You are here for our people. As long as there is a red beret in eThekwini, be happy, my brother and my sister, and say, I am well represented. And thank the organization for giving you an opportunity to put your so not beautiful face on the polls. I beg opportunity to Rosamile. We put you on the polls. Now you are a local celebrity because of the EFF. You must say thank you. It's not all lost. Fighters, if you are patient, the revolution will never forget you. Ours is not a pig that eats its own children. We know EFF when we see one, and we will never forget that EFF. You know, there's a comrade here at when I saw him when I went to Phoenix. He was a provincial something. Vukan. When I saw Vukan, when I was doing a door-to-door visiting stations, I haven't seen Vukani in a long time. He was one of those we started the EFF with here in KZN. When I saw him from a distance, I'm like, this guy is the EFF. But yeah, it's Vukani. Exactly. When you are an EFF, whether you are in leadership tomorrow or not, you will remain an EFF. An organization will recognize you everywhere it goes and see you. They will know, this is EFF. What's happening to this guy now? Where is he now? That's what the organization is about. This thing is not about egos. It's not about getting power now at all cost. You will destroy your beautiful chances. Cadres, ground forces of the EFF and the leadership, unity of the EFF in KwaZulu-Natal and everywhere in South Africa is important. Do not over-exaggerate your individual self-importance. Always put the EFF first. When you are about to act and act against the organization, ask yourself a simple question. Is this in the best interest of the organization? If the answer is no, walk away from that idea. It is not revolutionary. It will not help the poor. Everything you do, remember, you are the working billboard of the EFF. Represent the good image of our organization everywhere we are. Fighters, this is a start. This is the beginning. This is not the end. We are starting now, and we've started on a high note. We must never get tired in the middle of the race. We are going to finish this race, and we are going to finish it as champions. We will never retreat. We must never retreat. Not death, not prison, not intimidation, not unemployment, no denial of tender, no amount of insult, no amount of abuse. Nothing can stop us. We must never be stopped. The future looks bright. The poor are going to be liberated. Let's go and take the victory of the EFF in 2024.